Dr. Matthew Lee Howard with us today. Of course, a eased restriction in level 3 for Tāmaki Makaurau. Thanks for joining us today, Matthew Lee. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Matthew Lee is our go-to person talking COVID issues. Look, are our people being put in danger here because of our low vaccination rates and the frontline nature of how this virus is being transmitted would sense that we are very vulnerable? A lot of those in the Māori medical fraternity say that we have gone too early and our overall health, Māori, will be compromised as a result. Your thoughts, please.
I would have to agree with that. I am concerned still with our low vaccination rates, and I thought the Māori journalists at the media briefing on Monday asked some really telling questions of the Prime Minister and Ashley Bloomfield that I don't feel that they answered well enough when it came to what the government was doing to ensure that Māori vaccination rates were in that safe zone of 90% and more. We're still sitting in the 50%, 56% area across Aotearoa. Rates do appear to be a little bit better here in Tāmaki Makaurau, but still nowhere near where we need to be.
If you were a journalist then, Matere, what questions would you have posed that duo?
Yeah, well, I think they did ask very good questions, you know, given that Māori and Pacific people are the most affected by COVID, most likely to get it, and most vulnerable. And when we do get it, we tend to be hospitalised and become very unwell with it. How have Māori and Pacific people been involved in the development of the roadmap? And I don't feel that she answered that. And so I would have kept pressing on that question. And, you know, no Prime Minister, I'm asking, where are Māori involved in the development of these key strategies that are going to have the greatest impact on us?
And still no answers. I'll pose that to Willie when I speak with him a bit later on, the Minister of Māori Development. Everyone seems running for cover. Are you still frustrated, perhaps even infuriated, that the images and the voices coming from Wellington still don't have a taha Māori to them? Where is Penny delivering these kōrero, or Nanaia, or Willie, or somebody like that, who should be front and centre, bearing in mind sort of how serious this situation is for us?
I think, you know, we have a tiriti relationship, and so any decision, whether it's COVID or any sort of major health issue or anything that's going to impact on Māori, should have Māori leadership there, as you say, front and centre. And I've been surprised right from the very beginning, 18 months ago when we first started on this COVID journey, that we didn't have Māori at those media briefings to actually show or demonstrate a tiriti relationship of Māori with the Crown around some of this decision-making. But it's certainly come to a point now where we are making big decisions. It does appear that we've moved from the elimination strategy into something not as powerful, I guess, and not seeing Māori there to speak to that and the impact of that on us was disappointing. I don't know if I'm disappointed, but I also know that once again it's up to us just to have to step up and take control of this as much as we can, but continue to keep a critical eye on the Crown and I would say the lack of leadership around Māori health in this space.
So if it's not elimination, what is it now? Are we just looking to manage the COVID situ in Aotearoa?
Well, I've heard the words suppression being used. So it's sort of stamping it out as much as we can, knowing that there will be little, you know, similar to a fire, stamping it out, but knowing that there may be still little sparks around, but not fuel them, not allow any further fuel or wind or anything like that to get under it and cause it to become any bigger. So suppressing the COVID virus means as soon as we see it, we wrap that kind of process around the cluster, make sure that we test everybody who may be in contact with the virus, make sure that they're vaccinated, keeping them isolated from others, and putting in those sorts of strategies now. So I agree. I think we've moved away from elimination to this kind of depression, but it's still important that we all play our role in that.
How confident are you that we, Māori, will achieve a 90% vaccination rate in time, and how long do you think that is away?
Well, I've seen a fabulous example being published in social media with Rachel Thompson in Te Kaha, who has achieved over 90% of double vaccination in her community in Te Kaha, which is a Māori provider, over 90% Māori patients at that particular clinic. And it was about knowing her community, taking the funding and the resource and control of that vaccination process in that community and being able to achieve beautiful results. So certainly confident that it can be done, but it does require Māori leadership of it. It does require those people who know our communities being able to work in a way that's going to achieve those fantastic results. So I'd like to see more of us being able to do that and supported to do that well.
What are you thinking about vaccination passports, credentials, or even vax passes to get into venues or festivals and the like? Is this trying to scare us into getting vaccinated, or do you think that it's a sensible way to proceed?
I think it's more, hopefully not so much scaring people to getting vaccinated, but showing them that if you want to be able to do some of these things that we do enjoy, it is a matter of keeping everybody safe, including yourself, but the other people who are there, and also your whānau when you return back from those sorts of events. You know, it would be terrible to think that you might get COVID and take it back to your own whānau, I would think. So I do see the benefits of having some of the vaccination certificates. I do also understand that people feel very upset about it. People who feel like they're sort of being pushed, or as you say, punished for not having vaccines. But I think it's a matter of being able to keep everybody safe and be able to show that you are being safe. But we just need to make sure it's done properly, it's not punitive, and that it's for the benefit of everybody, that we shouldn't be using it, and I would hate to see it being used in ways where we punish people because they're feeling disenfranchised or feeling marginalised already.
Well, the relaxed restrictions of Level 3 come into force today in Tamaki Makaurau. Obviously, the PM's reading the political room as well. Do you think the move was to placate the masses rather than protect Māori?
I think that there potentially has been some movement because of that people are tired. It has been the longest lockdown that we've had in Aotearoa. But at the same time, you know, reading the room, I think there were a lot of people that were hoping for at least another week, perhaps, at the stronger lockdown of Level 3. Certainly we've seen over the last week this increased numbers, you know, bumping up from 9 to in the 30s and 40s over the last week. And so, you know, I was, like many of us, thinking that we would have stayed for another week at least. But in the end, people can make their own decisions and choices around this, so that, you know, she's not asking you to go and have a picnic. But if you don't feel safe doing that, then you don't have to. And that's what I would suggest, that if you're still feeling that you think it was too early, and certainly for our whānau, we'll be doing this. We don't plan to sort of go out and meet up with as many people, you know, even within our bubbles of 10 and outside and things like that for the next week. We think we'll still play it safe.